Meditation 4.6. Meditation on purifying negative karma. Let us begin our meditation. Sit comfortably and relax. Spend some time focusing on the breath to calm your mind and center it in the present. Motivation. Generate a positive motivation for doing the practice, such as I am doing this meditation both for myself and for others. To learn to be less harmful and more helpful to them. Take as much time as you need to contemplate each of the following four powers thoroughly. To generate the right state of mind for each point. Power 1. The power of regret. Think back over the day, from the time you woke up this morning, and try to remember anything you did that was negative. Start with actions of the body, such as killing or causing physical suffering to any being. Taking something that did not belong to you, or not paying money you owed, like a bus fare, or engaging in inappropriate sexual behavior. Then check if you did anything negative with your speech, such as lying, exaggerating or being deceitful, saying words that caused bad feelings between people, saying things that were hurtful or upsetting to someone, or spending time gossiping, or talking about insignificant things. Then see if you can remember negative thoughts you may have indulged in, such as wishing harm on somebody, or feeling happy at their misfortune, having critical, judgmental thoughts toward anyone, including yourself, feeling dissatisfied with what you have, and wishing for more or better, or for what someone else has. That is, any states of mind that involved hatred, anger, greed, jealousy, arrogance, selfishness, etc. Also bring to mind any negative actions you recall doing in past days, months and years. Going as far back in your life as you can. Generate sincere regret. From the depths of your heart. For all these actions. By understanding that they are the cause of suffering. In some cases of others' suffering, and in all cases of your own suffering, these actions have planted imprints on your mind that will ripen as problems and misfortune in your future. They also impede your progress on the spiritual path and prolong your existence in an imperfect, unsatisfactory situation. Realize that no one wants to suffer, and these are the very things that bring suffering. So acknowledge your mistakes and feel a sincere wish to rectify them. Power 2. The power of reliance. If there is a holy being or higher power endowed with unconditional love, compassion and wisdom toward whom you feel respect and confidence, then bring them to mind. Acknowledge your mistakes and the difficulty you have refraining from negative actions and attitudes on your own. Ask for help and guidance so that you can change yourself and give up these negativities from now on. Now, bring to mind the ethical principles that you believe in but acted against. And renew your commitment to follow them. Now, for the negative actions you did to others, generate love and compassion. Contemplate the fact that, just like you, others do not want to suffer. They wish to experience only happiness and peace. Feel how desirable it would be to stop harming them and instead be kind and helpful to them. Generate the altruistic wish to purify your negative actions and your delusions such as anger, greed, and selfishness, so that from now on you can only benefit others, not harm them. Power 3. The power of remedy. You need to do something positive to counteract the negative energy you created. If you feel comfortable about visualizing an enlightened being, as mentioned above, you can visualize a figure such as Buddha or Vajrasattva above your head. While reciting the appropriate mantra, imagine light flowing down from the figure, filling your entire body and mind. And purifying all your negative karma and delusions. If you do not feel comfortable visualizing such a figure, you can imagine a sphere of light above your head. Thinking that it represents all enlightened qualities and energies, and visualize light flowing down from it and filling you. If you wish, recite the short mantra of Vajrasattva, Om Vajrasattva Hum, or the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, Om Mani Padme Hum. While visualizing the light filling and purifying you, Power 4. The power of resolve. You need to decide to act in more positive ways in your daily life, such as being more helpful or generous. If you feel confident that you can completely give up some negative actions, such as killing and stealing, make the promise to do that. But for those negative actions you cannot completely give up, either promise to give them up for a realistic period of time, or promise that you will do your very best to be mindful and avoid doing them at all. Resolve to change your old emotional habits such as anger, jealousy, depression, criticalness, showing off, self-centeredness, and attachment. Feel confident in your ability to change. Acknowledge that it takes time to change. So don't have unrealistic expectations. Dedication. At the end of the meditation session, dedicate all the positive energy you have created by doing this purification practice to all living beings. That they may become free from all their suffering and its causes. Negative karma and delusions.